serving.
好，现在我们大家打开罗马书第十章。
Shall we all turn to Romans chapter 10?
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
我们从第一节开始来读。
Reading from verse 1 onward.
翻到了我们大家一同打开声音，一同来读罗马书第十章。
We are going to read aloud Romans chapter 10.
我们从第一节念到第二节。
Reading from verse 1 to 2.
第一节到第四节。
To 4, I'm sorry.
一、二、三。弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识，因为不知道上帝的意，想要立自己的意，就不服上帝的意了。律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。我再把三十一直到三十三节第九章的念了以后，你们再把第一到第十节再念一次，这样我们可以说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人，反得了义，就是因信而得的义。但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不做律法的义，这是什么缘故呢？是因为他们不凭着信心求，只凭着行为求，他们正跌在那绊脚石上。就如经上所记，我在锡安山放一块绊脚的石头，别人的磐石，信靠他的人必不自羞愧。弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。我可以证明他们向上帝有热心，但不是按着知识，乃不是不知道上帝的意，想要立自己的意，就不服上帝的意的。律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray。
主啊，感谢赞美你，用你的恩、你的爱吸引我们到你的面前来。主啊，你知道我们心灵里面的需要，你知道我们对真理的渴慕，你也知道我们在你道中间建立以后，我们应当怎样行。你求主你自己用你的恩、你的爱，用你真理圣灵引导我们每一个人。主啊，我们把今天晚上每一个到你面前的人都交托给你，求主你照着你丰盛的恩典，你充充足足的智慧，你绝对的主权，同你要向我们所显明的计划来使我们在你真道上建立起来。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们要传讲的这一段的信息里面的奥义，愿主你真理的圣灵打开来光照我们的心，引导我们的思想，使我们的生命因为你的真理归正在你的正道、你测不透的奥秘里面。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们弟兄姊妹同心合意，奉耶稣基督超乎万牛之上的名来吩咐撒旦魔鬼离开这个地方。主啊，你不叫他在我们中间有丝毫搅扰的工作，因为他在你里面是原是毫无所有、你是得胜的主，你要把你的得胜赐给我们。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，
阿门。
我们上个礼拜传到最后一段的时候，
Last week when we preached the last passage of it,
我们传到了基督耶稣在历史中间的一个很重要的反合性。
We are talking about Christ Jesus in history. There's a paradox.
就是他不但使人得着救恩，
that not only they cause people to receive the grace and salvation,
他也绊倒了许多许多人，
but also he's a stumbling block.
这就是神特别预定了这一些得救的人因基督的永生。
That God has predestined those who are saved will be saved through Christ.
也任凭那些抵挡基督的人因自己的罪受审判。
And also give up those who go against Christ will be condemned because of the sin.
所以上帝的锡安放了一块的绊脚石。
So in Zion he placed a stumbling rock.
绊人的石头。
That the rock that stumbled.
使人跌倒的磐石。
So that people will be stumbled.
这是很可怕的一个教义。
This is something with terrifying doctrine.
这样的教义呢，
This kind of doctrine.
如果你不谨慎的话，
If you were not careful,
你会以为的上帝故意害人。
You would deem as if that God want to cause people to die.
其实不是如此。
It is not.
我举一个很简单的例子。
A very simple illustration.
上帝借着氧气使人可以生活。
That God through oxygen to sustain our life.
但是反拒绝氧气的就自取灭亡。
But he who reject oxygen will die.
是谁定了这个原则呢？
Who will fix this principle?
创造人 创造自然的神定的这个原则。
It is God who created man, created nature, who fixed the law.
所以定下氧气可以叫人得着生命。
Now it has been fixed that oxygen can give us life.
而拒绝氧气的人是自取灭亡。
And those who reject oxygen will cause themselves to die.
那你说上帝定下这一条就等于害人吗
？You say that if God fixed this rule so that it caused people to die?
不是的
，No.
他是借着氧气。使人的生命可以维持下去
Because it is through the oxygen code that we can sustain in our life
照样上帝赐下耶稣基督
So also God has given Christ Jesus
就成了决定人永恒中间生死的这个道理
So that it determines the way that it eternity whether you die or live
你不要基督的时候
If you reject Christ Jesus
你就以为呢你自己可以没有受妨碍的继续生活下去
So you deem that you cannot be stumbled and continue to live
但是你是拒绝了真正的生命的源头
But then you actually reject the true source of life
拒绝了你永远得救的可能
Reject also the possibility for you to be saved eternally
因为在基督里
Because in Christ
才有真正永远的盼望
There is the true eternal hope
在基督里
In Christ
我们才有永生
We have the eternal life
当人因基督的外貌来轻看基督的时候
But if we despise Christ Jesus because of outward appearance
他们就被自己错误的判断绊倒了
Then because of wrong judgment they'll be stumbled by themselves
所以呢以赛亚书第五十三章告诉我们
And that's why Isaiah 53 chapter 53 says
他如同根出于干地
He will be like this root that comes from the dry land.
他没有家型美容。
He doesn't have a beauty.
我们看见他的时候也不会羡慕他。
When we look at him, we never admire him.
这是指谁呢
？Who this points to?
上帝受苦的仆人。
It points to the suffering servant of God.
这是单数的。
That is a single law.
是独一的。
The only one.
也就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
That is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
上帝的儿子耶稣基督到世界上来的时候。
The Son of God, Jesus Christ, when he came to the world.
他是受苦的仆人。
He is a suffering servant.
他没有吸引人的外貌。
He doesn't have an appearance that attracts people.
生在木匠的家里面。
And born in a carpenter's home.
他过贫穷的生活。
And lead a poor life.
所以没有什么令人炫目的地方。
Nothing admirable.
但是你一拒绝他，你就放弃自己永远。的福分
But when you reject him, you yourself lose the eternal blessing.
所以基督是绊人的石头。
So Christ Jesus is a stumbling block.
保罗在第九章的最前面的一段怎么讲呢
？Whereas the beginning of chapter 9 he says,
心中常常伤痛。
In his heart there's a sorrow.
为了他自己的同胞
，for his own kinsmen.
为了他自己的弟兄
，for his own brother.
为了他自己的骨肉之亲
，for his own blood kinsmen.
他盼望。犹太人可以得救
How he desired the Jew could be saved
甚至如果自己受咒诅以基督隔离他也愿意
Even if he himself to be accursed separated from Christ he's willing
但是结果怎么样呢
But what happened
有许多的犹太人没有得救
The many Jews are not saved
这些人钉耶稣在十字架上
These people when they condemn and crucify Christ
这些人借着比拉多的手审判耶稣基督
Through the hand of Pilate they judge Jesus
是他们的声音大声呼喊把他钉十字架，把他钉十字架。
Because their noises is even louder and also overwhelmed, crying they crucify him by the cross.
钉十字架不是比拉多的意思。
And so this is not the will, the mind of a Pilate to crucify Christ Jesus on the cross.
钉十字架是犹太人的意思。
But to crucify it is coming from the mind of the Jews.
而神就借着这一位背弃的石头
，and God threw this stone that be cast away，
成为教会的头块的石头
，it become the cornerstone of the church，
方角石
，and become the cornerstone。
感谢上帝
，praise God。
那保罗讲完了第九章以后呢
？After Paul expounded chapter nine，
再一次把那个心愿提出来。
Once again he bring out his mind。
他说我在上帝面前所求的
，he said before the Lord what I pray for，
我心中所愿意的
，what I desire in my heart，
就是以色列人。得救的问题
That the Israelites' salvation
所以保罗是贯彻始终
And Paul is consistent
从内心的深处诚诚实实盼望以色列人归向上帝
Deep from his heart very truly he wants the Israelites to be saved
那请你注意当耶稣到世界上来的时候
So pay attention when Christ Jesus came to the world
耶稣不走到外邦那里去
He did not go to the Gentiles
他在犹太的地区传道
It is in the area of the Jews he preached
上帝差的儿子到世界上来的时候
Because when God sent his son to the world
虽然要成为全世界的救主
Even though he is to become the savior of the world
但是耶稣基督在地上的时候
But upon the earth
他不 到外邦中去。
Why Jesus did not go to the Gentiles?
他不在普天下传。
He did not go to the universe.
他只在犹太人的地区传扬上帝的道。
He was preaching only in the region of the Jews to preach the word of God.
传说上帝国的事情。
Preaching about the kingdom of God.
那耶稣基督在地上所拣选的十二个门徒。
Why Jesus, the 12 disciples he has elected?
他们也在以色列家中十二支派里面，他们传扬上帝的话。
Also in the household, in the tribe of the Jews, of the 12 tribes, he preached the gospel.
但耶稣对他们说，
But Jesus told them,
如果人不接受你们所传的，
you may reject what you preach.
你们离开他们的家，
When you leave their home,
你们夺去你们脚上的泥土。
They can cast away the dust.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
就是呢，你传了以后，
After you preach,
他们不肯接受，
If they do not receive,
罪归他们，不归你们。
The sins belong to them, not to you.
那么这十二个门徒就这样做了。
The 12 disciples did what he was
有人悔改，
Some repented,
有人不悔改，
Some did not.
但是事实告诉我们，
But the fact tell us,
以色列民族大多数的人抵挡耶稣基督。
Most of Israel rejected Christ Jesus.
所以呢，结果上帝就使这些的门徒到外邦去传。
And because of that, the disciples preach among the Gentiles.
所以他们实在是在以色列中间传了，然后多了泥土，然后到世界各地把福音广传给万邦万族的人。
So then they actually preached among the Jews and rejected and also they left them and they go to the whole world.
这样福音就从耶路撒冷到犹太全地，到撒玛利亚，直到地极，传遍到全世界。
So then the gospel was preached in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and then to the end of the world.
但是保罗不一样。
But Paul is different.
保罗不是耶稣在地上在加利利所拣选的。
Paul was not the one who was elected in Galilee.
保罗是耶稣升天之后。
It is only after Christ had ascended.
已经赐下了大使命。
He already given the great commission.
已经差派他们从耶路撒冷到地极传福音之后。
He already asked them to preach the gospel from Jerusalem to the end of the world.
升天再下来呼召保罗。
And after the ascension, Christ came down to call Paul.
当耶稣呼召保罗的时候，
When God called Jesus called Paul,
他没有对保罗说，你先到犹太家中去，如果他们不接受，你才多去你脚上的泥土。
He did not say that go and preach in the home of Jerusalem. If they reject it, then you cast away the dust, and then you preach in the whole world.
耶稣基督对保罗说，我要差遣你到外邦去传福音。
But then he told Paul that I'm sending you to preach in the Gentiles.
所以保罗是唯一直接蒙差派做外邦的使徒的人。
So Paul is the only apostle who directly commissioned to preach among the Gentiles, become the apostle of the Gentiles.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
虽然如此，
Even if so,
保罗知道他是以色列人。
Paul knew that he was an Israelite.
所以他到的地方，
So wherever he goes,
一定先在犹太会堂对他们传递。
He will first preach about Christ Jesus in the synagogue.
所以当保罗到哥林多，到各地方去，到所有希腊世界罗马帝国的天下传福音的时候，
So when Paul go and preach in Corinth, in the Greek area, in the whole Roman Empire,
最后他在罗马的时候，
And finally when he was in Rome,
他照样遵行这个规则。
He also obeyed this principle of his,
先给犹太人机会。
He first preached to the Jews.
若他们拒绝了以后，
If they were to reject,
保罗就把福音传给外邦人。
Paul then preached the gospel to the Gentiles.
这样的保罗一生一世，
Then for his whole life,
实实在在还鲜明自己这个爱同胞、爱自己的百姓的人。
Paul truly manifested he's the one who loved his own countrymen, the Jews.
虽然主所给他的呼召、给他的使命是对外邦人做见证。
Even though the commission coming from the Lord is to testify among the Gentiles.
而他一生一世也证明他是最多向外邦人做见证的事。
And for his own life is only proven that he is the one who bear witness to most among the Gentiles.
但是他心灵的深处对自己同胞抱的爱从来没有改变。
But deep in his heart, his love to the kinsmen never changed.
这就是第十章开始又在提到的次数。
And that's why in the beginning of chapter 10, once again he mentioned the Jews.
弟兄们，我心里所愿的。
He granted what I desire in my heart.
我向上帝所求的。
And my prayer to God.
是要以色列人得救。
For the Israel's salvation.
这也是很诚实从内心的负担所发出来的话语。
So very truly this is calling coming from deep from his heart.
我想每一个基督徒都有这样的经验。
Every Christian should have this experience.
我们得救以后，
After we are saved,
盼望第二天全家都得救。
How we desire our whole home, household are saved the next day.
第三天整个乡村都得救。
And the third day, the whole village are saved.
第四天整个省都得救。
And the fourth day, even the whole province.
第五天全中国都得救。
The fifth day, the whole China.
那我们得救以后呢？
After we are saved,
我们就变得很急很急。
We are so zealous and eager.
因为看别人不得救很可怜。
Because we see the others are saved.
我既然亲身经历了，这就是这么好，那为什么你们不得救呢？
Since personally experienced so good to be saved, how come you're not saved?
那么他们就急得不得了了。
So they are so eager.
前几天有一个人对我说，我信主了，我为什么盼望我全家信主？他们很难很难。
A few days ago, a person told me that I have been saved. I hope that my household will become Christ. I follow what, but they did not.
我说你要忍耐。
I said you must be patient.
因为主等你，这就等了几十年。
Because the Lord has waited for you to be converted for so many years.
你等人家三天就等不来了。
You're waiting for 3 days yet you're impatient.
你明白我的意思吗？
You understand now?
我们每一个人得救的时候，
After we have been saved,
以为我比上帝能力更大，马上叫全部的人就在那一天就等你。
We thought that we're more powerful than God, we want the instant conversion of all people.
你忘记了你从前多么刚硬吗？
You forgot in the past you're so hardened.
你忘记了别人也用这样的心等你，等了很久的时间。
And people have used this time are hard to wait for you to be converted and waited for a long time.
保罗实在是无可奈何。
Paul couldn't do anything.
他是历史上最伟大的布道家。
He is the greatest evangelist in the whole world.
他是在新约圣经里面最伟大的传福音的英雄。
In the New Testament, he is the hero in the preaching of the gospel.
除了耶稣基督自己就是福音以外，
other than Christ Jesus and the gospel,
最得力、最有效传福音的人就是保罗。
The one who preached the gospel more effectively is Paul.
保罗到世界各地去传的时候，
so、when Paul go to home with
people, 结果发现自己的同胞没有得救。
Then he discovered his own people are not saved.
你可以想象他心中的痛苦是何等的大。
So you can imagine how his heart is quick.
正像一个人传道，很多人接受主，他自己的家人不愿意信主，是多么痛苦。
Just like a person feels so pitiful because he preached to all people, but yet his whole household is not converted.
所以他把心中的话讲出来。
So he talked deep from his heart.
弟兄们，
my brothers,
我所要的，
what I desire,
我向上帝所求的，
what I pray to God,
就是以色列人可以得救，
that Israel could be saved.
这是很诚实的表露，
this is a very honest expression.
这是很正常的心愿，
and also very normal desire.
这是他继续不断没有停止的祷告。
Also, continuous prayer of Paul that never ceases.
爱同胞的心。
To love his countrymen.
爱祖国的心。
And to love his
own nation. 爱民族的心。
His own race.
在福音里面流露出来了。
So, in the gospel is being manifested.
那么到底是我的心愿必上帝成全，或者是上帝的旨意透过我去把它遵行出来。
Or is it my desire being accomplished, or is God's will in our desire?
主啊，我已经求了，
Lord,
你不要照我的
意。Lord, I prayed, do according to my will.
主啊，我所愿意的你知道了。
Lord, I desire and you know.
圣经清楚告诉我们。
But the Bible says,
我要恩待谁？
Whoever I want to have mercy,
恩待谁？
I have mercy.
我要怜悯谁？
Whoever I want to give grace,
我要怜悯谁？
I will give grace.
我要叫谁刚硬？
Whoever I want to harden,
就叫谁刚硬？
I will harden.
所以这里给我们看见施恩的神是有绝对主权的神。
So now we see the God of grace also is the God of sovereignty.
那么这样的神的主权跟我的心愿要怎么调和起来？
So then we see how are we going to harmonize the sovereignty of God and our desire?
是我祷告祷告祷告感动上帝照我要的去做呢？
Is it because I pray and pray and pray and God do according to my will?
或者是神用你的旨意用圣灵感动我祷告跟他的心里配合在一起？
Or is it because the eternal plan of God and he used the Holy Spirit to touch us and pray according to his mind?
今天教会有时有一些肤浅的看法，
and just some type of very shallow perspective.
因为我们比上帝更热心，
we thought that we're more zealous than God.
我们比上帝更主动，
we are more take initiative as compared to God.
上帝忘记的时候，
when God forgets,
我祷告去提醒他，
I pray to remind him.
上帝睡觉的时候，
when God is slumbering,
我祷告去叫醒他，
I pray to shake him up.
上帝懒惰的时候，
when God is lazy,
我尽是大声呼喊叫他引群起来，
I fast and pray loudly so that he can be awakened.
绝对没有这样的事情，
absolutely not.
因为神是主动的，
because God took initiative.
神是永恒自己施恩的，
in eternity God is the one who gives grace.
神不需要人使他从被动转成主动，
God need not cause him to turn from passiveness to activity.
他有主权，
he has a sovereignty.
他有恩典，
he has a grace.
他有能力，
he has a power.
他有整个历史计划的程序，
he has the procedure of the plan in history.
那么为什么我们祷告那么呢我们所盼望得救的人都没有什么动静呢？
That why is that we pray desiring those who are that we love them, but they are not moved.
保罗在这里找到一个很重要的原则。
Here Paul talked about very important principle.
犹太人到底有没有热心呢？
The Jews are they zealous?
有没有啊？
Are they?
有没有？
Are they?
热心？
Yes.
保罗说我可以证明
Paul said, I can testify.
犹太人有的心。
That the Jews are jealous.
这个在保罗的书信很少用这样的词句。
Very seldom in his epistle he write this manner.
我可以证明。
I can testify.
表示了保罗实实在在知道这是一件事实，是不可否认的事。
Which is truly the point of this fact that is undeniable.
以色列热心吗？
The Jews are
jealous. 以色列是有热心。
Yes, they have the zeal.
但是
，But that
不是照着真知识。
Not based on true knowledge.
不是照着真知识。
Not based on true knowledge.
好，这一段话到底要告诉我们什么呢
？What actually Paul trying to say here?
其实这段话呢，有两个方面我们要了解的。
Actually, there are two aspects we must understand in this passage.
第一方面就是宗教热忱是很可怕的。
The first is that it's so horrifying with the religious zealous.
第二方面，神要我们的灵性在两方面。一同平衡。
The other is that God wants us to be balanced in our spirituality.
宗教热忱是很可怕的。
Religious zeal is horrifying.
这句话呢，在圣经里面隐隐约约常常出现。
Because it seems many times that it appears in the Bible.
但是人一直不醒悟。
But we never realize it.
人一直不醒悟。
We never realize it.
一直不醒悟。
Never realize it.
结果越热心的人就变成越可怕的人。
So the more zealous you are, the more horrifying you are.
越热心的人就越离开圣经的原则。
Because the more zealous you are, the more you depart from the principle of the Bible.
怎么有可能有这样的事情？
How is it possible?
耶稣基督说呢？
Jesus said,
犹太人走遍海洋陆地。
The Jews has gone through the ocean, the continents.
勾引人入教。
And they want to bring people to their religion.
结果变成什么？
What happened?
变成什么？你记得吗？耶稣是什么？走遍海洋陆地。
They go throughout the ocean and the continents.
今天一个牧师传道，全世界过海洋陆地，到处传道，你说他热心吗？
If there's a pastor who preaches throughout the whole world, wouldn't you say that he's very zealous?
那你问他为什么这么热心呢？
Then you ask him why is he so zealous?
你一个洋一个洋跨过去。
That you cover continent by continent.
一个国一个国家走去。
Nation by nation.
一个城一个城市去传道。
City by city.
你要做什么呢？
What are you going to do?
他说我要勾引人入教。
See, I want to draw people to the religion.
你明白吗？
Understand?
这个是什么运动呢？
What movement is that?
是会由增加运动。会由呢？ The membership growth.
Oh, the growth in membership.
所以 the movement of the growing our church membership.
是一种
引人入教。
会由增加的运动。
你进我的教吧。
Come to my religion.
很有好处的。
It's good.
有各样的办法。
Using all methods.
这里不是用劝人，用勾引人。
This is not to exhort people, but to draw people.
勾引人好不好啊？
Draw people with a motive.
好不好啊？啊，好像你能勾引你进他家里面去。
He says to be seduced.
他预备跟你睡觉。
To seduce people.
他勾引的时候就是诱惑的意思。
To seduce is to entice.
用诡计的办法。
Cunning method.
所以很热心。
Zealous.
但是他的动机是不对的。
But the motive is wrong.
他的目的不是在神的计划里。
The purpose is not in the plan of God.
勾引人入教。
To seduce people to their religion.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天教会如果有这种热心也是很危险。
Today if the church have this kind of zeal, it is dangerous.
因为他的重点是我的教会会有增加。
Because the emphasis is that my church membership is growing.
而不是神的国度扩张。
But then the extension of God's kingdom.
他的目的是使人看出他可以使很多人跟从他。
The purpose is to see that the people will see that people can follow them.
而不是使人跟随耶稣基督。
Not that people will follow Christ.
所以我对我的教会讲很多次了。
So many times I told my church.
如果你们爱这个教会贵，爱主。你是在犯罪。
If you were to love this church more than you love the Lord, you are sinning.
你要人进到这个堂会，却没有进到上帝的国，你不是传道。
You want people to enter to this hall, this church, but not enter into the kingdom of God. That's not preaching the gospel.
你明白这几句话的意思？
You understand this meaning?
今天有很多很热心的人。
Today people are so zealous.
热心，热心，热心。
With such zeal.
热心的结果。
And what's the result?
热心的目的。
What's the purpose?
不是把人带到耶稣的面前。
Not to bring people before Christ.
是把人带到宗教里面。
By coming into religion.
把人带到堂会里面。
Coming into the building.
把人带到宗派里面。
Coming into the denomination.
不是把人带到神的宝座面前。
Not coming to the throne of God.
不是把人带到十字架的面前。
Not bringing people to the cross.
不是把人带到上帝的国度的里面。
Not bringing people into the kingdom of God.
这样的热心呢。
So this kind of zeal.
我给它名称叫做宗教热忱。
I term it religious zeal.
Religious zeal.
宗教热忱。
这不是呢 圣灵里面的火热的侍奉。
This is not the zeal ministry in the Holy Spirit.
宗教热诚
religious zeal
是在宗教的层次里面。
It is in a level of religion.
所以看不到救恩跟福音的层次。
So you cannot see the level of gospel and salvation.
宗教的热诚是很危险的。
Religious zeal is very dangerous.
宗教的热诚已经定了以后
，because after they fix the religious zeal，
他就不注重是不是真理的问题。
Then they will not emphasize on the truth of the religion.
前几个月
a few months ago
佛子设立到台湾佛的指头啊、
oh,
The finger of the Buddha
was sent to this Taiwan、
啊、你们听过了吗、啊、佛子设立到台湾的时候
When it was taken to Taiwan
从北到南
From the north to the south
所到的城市、啊、
Wherever it goes
千千万万的人在街上就这样腐败下
Thousands and thousands of people upon the street They bow and pray homage
这样的心
So zealous,
这样伟大的场面
such a great mighty occasion,
不是像一个身体
not bowing to a body,
像指头
only to the remain of the finger.
如果这真的是2600年以前释迦牟尼的指头的话呢
if that's a true finger of the Buddha 2600 years ago,
像一个几千年以前的
And to bow someone thousands of years ago, part of the
corpse, 千万活人将腐败下来
and thousands of living people are bowing paying homage.
前几年
a few years ago,
复牙到台湾
and even the teeth of
come to Taiwan,
also to the tooth they bow and pay homage.
那么我们刚才在吃饭的时候呢
so at the time when we are having dinner just now,
如果不说是许牧师就讲一句话
yeah, also the Reverend Thomas Cole said,
他说敢不敢给他用科学的方法证明那个指头是不是2000多年前的指头
Whether they dare it to be tested by science that this is actually that finger of the Buddha 2600 years ago
不要说是不是他的
We don't care whether it is or not
用这个看色试或者用这个 fluorescent 或者用各样的办法的鉴定年他的年龄
If you were to use scientific method to confirm even the number of years
要知道这个东西到底有多久的历史
And to also testify how old is this thing
敢不敢呢
You dare
我告诉你很多宗教家不敢让科学家过问他的信仰的问题。
Many religious leaders do not dare scientists to testify to their faith.
基督教一样的。
The same with
天主教一样的。
The same with Catholic.
你们知道意大利有个城市叫做 Torino。
You know Torino in Italy.
你们知道有一种车叫 Fiat, F-I-A-T.
Fiat, that's
a car
called Fiat.
Fiat 汽车就 F-I-A-T 就是 Fabricano Italiano Automobiliano Torino. 就是这个意思。啊就是这个意大利都灵汽车公司四个字的这个前面的一个字母把它合起来叫做 Fiat
That's the abbreviation F-I-A-T
Fabricano 就是这个工厂
the factory
Italiano 就是意大利
Italy
Automobiliano 就是汽车
the automobile
Torino 就是都灵这个城市
都灵
那么意大利北部两个大城一个叫米兰一个叫都灵
So North Italy there are two big cities One is Milan One is Turin
米兰比较属于文化城
Milan is more culture
都灵比较属于工业城
And the Turin is more industrial
八月份我们29号回到你们以前我就是在米兰要讲道
And on the 20th before the 29th of August Pastor Tom will be preaching there
如果那个时候你刚好在米兰你可以来听
If you are in Milan at that time please come to attend
a
meeting
那么呢在都灵呢有一块布
In Turin, there's a cloth, a piece of cloth.
这块布大概2公尺长
about 2 meters length.
老得不得了
very old.
几百年了
a few hundreds of years.
那么他们说不是几百年，是2000年了。
They say it's not few hundred years, a thousand years.
两千年还没有破，这个布一定伟大的不得了。
You know, a piece of cloth for after 2000, a few thousand years still not torn.
那这个布有什么特别的地方呢
？What's so special?
他说这块布呢是耶稣基督死的时候，他们把它。盖座在那里把他的尸体盖起来那块布
He said that is a piece of cloth whereby when Jesus died they covered his corpse
后来耶稣埋葬的时候这块布拿起来没有跟着埋葬
So when he was put in the tomb that piece of cloth was taken away
这块布就出现了耶稣的面孔耶稣的身体的形象在那
So there's an image of the face and body of Christ Jesus on that piece of cloth
所以每年有千千万万的人到意大利去朝拜这块布
So for every year, thousands of people go to Italy to pay homage to this piece of cloth.
这块布叫 Shroud of Turin.
Shroud of Turin.
那么到了二十世纪的时候
，So when it comes to 20th century,
有一些科学家就提出一个挑战了。
And some scientists bring a challenge.
真的这块布有2000年吗
？Is it true that this piece of cloth is 2000 years old?
我们就查。
Let me check.
我们用 X 光。
We use X 光，
要照出里面的形象
，and to find the image。
里面的形象真正有一个呢，有胡子，有面孔，有眉毛，有鼻子，瘦瘦的、长长的形状的人。
Yes, there is an image with that。
然后又有手、有脚、有身体的形象。
And also the image of the body, the fingers and the legs。
因为人死了以后呢
，because after man dies，
就出一些水出来。
There will be some water。
那么这个布呢，染到这个水里，就印了一个像在上面。
So with this liquid, when it come in touch with a piece of cloth, they have some image printed there。
许多的天主教徒。
So many of the Catholic
scholars,
these few hundreds of years, this is the only cloth that proves how Jesus Christ looked like when he was alive. So this is a relic. This is a relic. And there is the holy image.
There.
So it's so holy.
单单为这块布Turin 每年的这个游客就增加几百万人。
So because of this piece of cloth in Turin, they have this good tourism.
那么科学家就跑来问天主教咯。
So the scientists come and ask the Catholic,
可以不可以让我们来查、来研究、来分析、来破解里面的化学的层次、化学的成分跟这个历史里面淘汰力的那些放射的东西到底可以定它多少年。
Can we take this scientific test to prove that how old this piece of cloth is?
天主教是许可。
Catholic say OK.
你们科学家可以。
You scientists can do it.
从法国、从英国、从美国、从许多世界最著名的大学 组织了一个团。
So from this friend, from UK, from America, they form a team.
他们好好研究。
Do they examine,
好好查。
Study,
到底这块布到底是不是
？Whether this piece of cloth is what's claimed or not？
他们用多少时间呢
？You know how long they spend it？
最后就差不多两三年。
Well, the final two or three years？
前后二十多年。
About 20 years。
当所有的报告查出来以后
，When all report was submitted，
结论是什么？你知道吗
？What's the conclusion？
假的
，It's a fake。
这个不是两千年前的布。
It's not a cloth of 2,000 years.
里面的血跟水堆积产生的痕迹的那个年份也没有那么老。
Because even the blood and water that caused the image is not that old.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
这块布要不要丢掉
？Would you throw that away?
假的嘛。
Because it's fake.
有的人说等这些科学家很笨，让下一期来可能会变成真的。
Some say that we have to wait because these scientists are not clever enough. We'll wait for another batch.
这块布不但没有丢掉。
Not only they didn't throw away,
还是放在那边。
It's still being placed.
消息传到全世界的时候
，So when the news spread,
是不是人说从此我就不到图林去了
？Well, people say that from henceforth I will not go to Turin.
因为这根本不是耶稣基督那个时候的布嘛。
Because that's not a piece of cloth of Jesus' time.
我去那边去朝拜什么意思呢
？What for me to pay homage?
请问，自从科学家宣布是假的
，So ever since the scientists declared it's a fake,
朝圣的人是不是在减少呢
？The number of those who pay homage is that dwindle.
一点也不减少。
Not a bit.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为宗教热忱不能被理性冲淡。
Because religious zeal cannot be diluted with this scientific zeal.
With the reason.
Reason, I'm sorry.
宗教热忱
Because religious zeal
不能被理性证明。
Will not be proven by this reason.
也不能被理性推翻。
Will not be falsified also by this reason.
我们小的时候
When we're young,
香烟广告
You know, these advertisements
都是叫最英俊的人
come with those with
最有气派的时候抽烟
those also more best temperament
然后烟这个飞出来
so when the smoke came
给你看一个男人抽烟多么潇洒的
you see that it's so handsome with a man who smoke
后来呢现在的香烟广告难看死了
but later on this advertisement is so ugly
连烟都没有写出来
even they cannot advertise the cigarette
下面有一句话
there's a statement there
警告抽烟可以犯癌症
Warning that this smoking causes cancer
因为这证明出来了
Because this proven
抽烟是不好的
It's no good to smoke
抽烟是危险的
It's dangerous
抽烟是癌症的原因
It is a cause of cancer
但是我问你
I ask you
这个广告全世界通行以后香烟厂关掉没有
This advertisement when it's being
spread 有没有
the whole world
没有
secret closed
为什么呢因为抽烟的人也用宗教热忱去抽烟
Because those who smoke cigarettes also smoke it with a religious zeal
所以这是人类不可救药的地方
That's why man cannot be there's no way out for man
This is the fact that we are hopeless 人是没有盼望的。
It's incurable, it's hopeless.
我们是不可救药的。
There's no hope for us.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们更相信自己要做的不可以人家管，我们根本不是要求真理。
Because all the more we know that what we want to do cannot be interfered. We not care about truth.
我要这样，你要怎么样
？I want to do in this manner.
我的事情。你不必管我
Don't care about me.
只要我找一个我喜欢的上帝
If I love, I find a God that I love,
我就自己贿赂自己的良心
Then I can bribe my own conscience.
说我已经拜上帝了
Saying that I'm worshiping God.
你不必再介绍你的上帝
You don't have to introduce God to me.
我有我的神 你有你的神
You have your God.
每一个人不必侵犯别人的神
So we don't have to interfere with others.
这个叫做宗教热忱
That's called religious zeal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So my dear brothers and sisters
许多事情在别的范围我们不是这样的
Many of the things in other realm we don't insist on this
一提到宗教范围我们变成这样
But when you talk about religion says our insistence
所以呢你说呢我现在要做原子弹
You say I want to manufacture atomic bomb
原子弹定律是什么呢
What's the principle of that
E is equal to MC square
E is equal to MC square
你会不会说这个是爱因斯坦发明出来的
Because you say that this invention of Einstein
这个是爱因斯坦犹太科学我马来西亚不要用
This is a Jewish science I don't want to use because
you're 因为马来西亚最讨厌犹太人
Because Malaysians do not like
犹太人的科学不是马来西亚的科学
Because the Jewish science is not the Malaysian science
所以我们要发现马来西亚的科学马来西亚的方程式马来西亚的马来蛋
So we want to invent our Malaysian this formula
我们不要这个犹太蛋
So you don't want the Jews and the mob
会不会这样呢
Would you do that?
不会的。
No, you won't.
当马来西亚很讨厌犹太人做原子弹的时候，要照着爱因斯坦的方式去做。
Because even if Malaysian would hate the Jews, they would do the atomic bomb according to the Einstein's principle.
这很奇怪的。
It's strange.
等到宗教热忱的时候。
But when it comes to religious zeal,
我是我，你是你。
I am I, you are you.
我的教是我的教，你的教是你的教。
Religion is my religion, your religion is your religion.
所以，为了自己宗教热忱的绝对极端化。
Because you absolutely and become an extremist in also your own religious zeal,
就产生了绝对排他性
So it produces the absolute exclusiveness.
Absolute exclusiveness.
So absolute exclusiveness.
所以每一个与我不一样的我都排挤他
So those that do not agree with me, I reject.
保罗就要讲这句话
Paul want to say this.
所以犹太人是有热心
So the Jews have the zeal.
有热心但是不照着真知识
But not based on true knowledge.
有热心没有真知识
A zeal without true knowledge.
热心有余
Have a surplus in zeal.
智慧不足
But lack in wisdom.
是不是呢
That's so.
不是
Is that so?
热心有余
They have the more surplus in zeal
完全不照着智慧的轨迹
Totally not according to the trait of the wisdom
不照着真知识
Because they are not based on true knowledge
真知识
True knowledge
是在知识的层次里面加上本质的考验
Because in the realm of knowledge it must be tested with truth
知识可以很多
There will be many knowledges
真的知识不定在每一个范围里面都顺从
Because the true knowledge will not be submissive to all realms of knowledge
真的就是真的
The true is the true one
真的不能跟假的妥协
Because the true one will not compromise with the fake
我告诉你教会要从宗教热忱中间释放出来
The church must be liberated from the religious zeal
你说汤姆斯请你再讲一次好不好
Please repeat Reverend Tom
今天很多的教会注重热心热心热心热心结果呢走错路的时候他没有看见
Many of the churches today are so zealous but yet they want to walk in the wrong way they never perceive it
只要热心就好热心就好了
Only
这样的心哪里会错
Only to be zealous it will not be wrong
保罗说就是错在有热心但没有知识
Paul said that you have a zeal without true knowledge
一个人只看见现象不注重本质的人是很危险
A man who sees only the phenomena not the substance is dangerous
一个人只看见上面建造多么大的房子而不知道根基好不好是很危险
If a man would see only big building without seeing what is the foundation is dangerous
一个人只注重他有多大的内容但是却没有注到他的有没有正确的方向是很危险
If a man only pay emphasis on the content but not direction is dangerous
照样宗教热忱有最大的热心却不照着真知识也是很危险
The same thing religious zeal is big but not according to the true knowledge is dangerous
有的人问为什么唐牧师讲到一直要讲灵恩派极端灵恩派灵恩派极端一直骂一直骂做什么呢
Why is that Reverend Tong many times to reveal about the extreme charismatics
是不是唐牧师妒忌他们进步呢
Is it because he's zealous of their progress
不是 不是 zealous， 是 zealous， 不是妒忌他们。
那 zealous
绝对不是的。
No，
为什么呢？
Why？
就是根据这个原则。
Based on this principle，
有热心没有真知识是会很危险。
Zeal without true knowledge is dangerous。
耶稣基督说
，Jesus said，
犹太人走遍海洋陆地，你看热心吗
？The Jews go
走遍海洋陆地。勾引人入教
and also to entice people to their religion.
结果呢
then
教他们变成地狱之子
they are being turned to the children of hell.
这样的心
this kind of zeal
得到的果效
the result
是增加地狱里面的子子孙孙
only about to add this offspring to the hell.
地狱的百姓
the people of the hell
地狱的子民增加
the people of hell are added.
所以这是很可怕的事
so this is terrifying.
耶稣基督对犹太人说
Jesus told the Jews
你们的祖宗是谁呢
？Who are your ancestors？
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕吗
？Abraham，
谁不知道我们祖宗亚伯拉罕
？Who doesn't？
亚伯拉罕，你说亚伯的上帝就是我们的上帝吗
？Because the God of Abraham is our God。
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕信上帝，我们也信上帝。
Because our ancestor Abraham believed in God, we also believe in God。
耶稣怎么回答呢
？How did he answer？
如果亚伯拉罕是你们的父
，If Abraham is your father，
你们就到我这里来吧。
Then you come to me。
你怎么一面称是亚伯拉罕子孙，一面反对我呢
？How come one hand you acknowledge your descendant of Abraham? How come you also go against me at the same
time？ 当然反对你了。
Of course。
你跟我们不一样的
You're different from us
你跟我们不一样
You're different from us
那就是我跟你不一样
Which means I'm different from you
你跟我不一样就等于我跟你不一样了
Because if you're different from me I'm different from you then
啊，你自己承认哦
So you acknowledge that
你跟我不一样哦
You're different from me
但是亚伯兰跟我一样的呢
But Abraham is the same with me
那你怎么办呢
So what are you going to do
就是你哦，如果这样论，我们只有一父，就是上帝。
We have only one father, that's God.
耶稣说真的吗
？Jesus says, is that true?
上帝是你的父了。
And God is your father.
那么你更像上帝，或者我更像上帝、啊、
？So do you look more like God or me?
你到我这里来，不是信我，是信差我来的父。
Because when you come to me, you're not coming to me, you're coming the God who sent me.
没有子的就没有父。
Without the Son, there's no God.
因为子把父彰显出来。
Because the Son has manifested the Father.
不管我们的父就是上帝。
We don't care our Father is God.
耶稣基督不再讲了。
So Jesus ceased to talk like that.
如果你们的父是上帝。
If your Father is God.
你们就要明白真理。
Then you understand the truth.
如果你们的父是亚伯拉罕。
If your Father is Abraham.
你们会来找我。
Then you come to me.
你们又说谎。
Lie.
又不寻找真理
and you never see the truth
又与亚伯兰不一样
you are different from Abraham
耶稣讲一句最重的话
Jesus said a very heavy statement
你们的父是魔鬼
your father is the devil
谁受得了啊
who can bear this
如果人家说你的父亲是鬼